Amendment number four, search and seizure, is probably the amendment that you are going to, you as a student, as a young person, if you get in trouble with the law or if you bounce up against the law, this is a good chance that it'll be an issue that deals with the Fourth Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The key to search and seizure is probable cause. A judge must sign a warrant that identifies exactly what it is that is being searched, where it is being searched, and why it is being searched. It must have probable cause in order for the judge to sign the oath. The police then take that warrant, and they have the right, or the government has the right, and maybe in the case of a school, to search your persons or your home in an effort to find the items that are being looked for by the government. In the search and seizure amendment, the key is that they have the warrant. Now, if an officer comes to your home and doesn't have a warrant, then they can't search unless they're in pursuit during the course of a crime. Otherwise, they can't come into your premises and do the search. If they do a search without being in pursuit, or if they do a search without a warrant, they run the risk, if the judge at trial throws out the information, that anything... Now, most of the time, you're not going to have this effect
during
at
an
home,
unlawful
where you're
search
going
would be
to find
inadmissible in a
this
court
search and seizure amendment affect you is in your car. Because in a car now, you get pulled over by a police officer. A police officer can pull you over again for probable cause. If he has in probable cause, is going to be determined inside the mind of that police officer. It can be true or not true. He can say that you were weaving when you weren't weaving, or maybe you were weaving, or maybe you tried not to hit a squirrel running across the road. I don't know, but he can pull you over, in essence, for whatever he wants. Then the search is a little bit different. Any place in that car that you can reach, glove box, under the seats, in the console, is fair game for an officer to take and to confiscate the material and arrest you for it. So if you had open liquor in the car, or if you had drugs in the car, those then would be, that's a lawful search. Now, historically, the trunk has been off limits, but now with access to the trunk through the back seat, it's almost as though I would guess that the trunk is in limits. I'm not absolutely sure on that. I guess what you learn from the moral of the story is that you don't drive around with people that smoke dope in your car, or you don't drive around with people that are drinking in your car, because if you do, and you're sitting in the back seat with them, or in the front seat with them, or in the car with them, then you all have equal access to the same drugs or alcohol, and there is a really good chance that you could be prosecuted for having the illegal substance. So you need to know what you're doing with the search and seizure stuff. There is a procedure for a police officer when he pulls you over to be decent. You do not have to open your trunk. You can refuse to be searched. He can arrest you. He can book you. He can take you in, and then he can search you there. But you still have rights here, and I would always recommend, if you feel that you've been treated unfairly by an officer, to ask for the badge number, ask for the name, and immediately after the altercation, write down everything that ensued. And then I would follow that up at the police station with the captain of the precinct and go to court if you have to go to court. The odds are if an officer is treating young people in a rude way or in a bad way or an unlawful way with one person, they're doing it with other people too. So be kind, be nice. Don't be a smart aleck, because it's only going to get you in trouble. But boy, if you're not being treated fairly, make sure that you follow that up. Now, one other thing in regards to search warrants, schools. Schools are a really hazy place here. You do not give up your rights of free speech or your search and seizure rights in school. You still have them. Your lockers are not yours. Those can be searched. And your car, if it's on premises, can be searched. If it's after hours, your car, you come to a football game, that's a good question. I don't know if it's lawful to search the car then. That would be something that would be worked out in the court. And searching your purse. I don't know what the actual law, what the law says in regards for a school official searching your purse. I know that if they want to, they can certainly call a police officer who can come down upon probable cause and search your purse. But I'm not sure exactly. I know that search and seizure is an amendment that kind of sits there on the edge, and it gets challenged constantly in the courts for violations. The internet is, we forgot to talk about the internet in regards to free speech, but the internet is a huge, huge issue in free speech and also in search and seizure. What can the government do to go back and look at your past record on the internet? Is that a violation of your person? That would be weighed out in a court of law. And in that times with terrorism and all of this Homeland Security stuff, oftentimes our rights get squashed. Eleanor Roosevelt said in 1940, "All through the years we have had to fight for civil liberty. And we know there are times when the light grows rather dim. And in every time that happens, democracy is in danger." Well, the Fourth Amendment is an amendment that gets pushed to the edge inside of that quote. And in the times that we live, where the government is constantly on watch for terrorism, behind trees where it exists and where it doesn't exist, you have to make sure that you're vigilant of your own rights so that those rights of search and seizure are not violated by the U.S. government towards you, the U.S. citizen.